From Lake McConaughey to Ender's Reservoir, you're listening to Midwest Opinion.
She has sold over 6 million albums, won 2 Grammys, and numerous other milestone awards that would take too much of the 10 minutes to get into. She's releasing her 7th album in just less than a month. Her latest single, Last Call, has been climbing the country charts steadily since its release. As if being a country superstar wasn't enough, now she's teamed up with Banquet Select to help out families everywhere. She's a true class act. Please welcome to the program, Leanne Womack. Leanne, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
How the heck are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm holding it together pretty well right now.
Good. I know you're busy these days. You're releasing your 7th album. 7 albums. Can you believe that?
No, sometimes I cannot believe it. But I've had a great time so far. It's been about 11 years I've been doing this, so... I'm having a good time, and I'm really proud of this record. It's called Call Me Crazy, and we had a great time making it. It was kind of a crazy time, but well, we did have fun, so that's important.
We will talk in a couple of minutes about this Banquet Select, this campaign that you're a part of. But I do want to talk about this album. You co-wrote 4 of the songs on the album, and in Nashville these days, it seems like the exception to the rule to actually be a part of writing your album. How's that been for you, and how rewarding is it to actually be a part of these songs?
Well, of course it's great. And I started writing songs years ago when I first came to Nashville, and I wanted to figure out how to get more of me and my personal life, you know, into my songs. That's what I always loved so much about Tammy Wynette and Dolly Parton and artists like that. So I wanted to figure out how to do that, and it's been great. I have 4 songs on this record that I wrote, one of which is a duet with George Strait. That song's called Everything But Quits, and it's very, very satisfying to hear a song that you've got an idea for, and then you wrote, and to see the whole thing come full circle and have people listen to it is really cool.
It's much like raising a child, isn't it? You get to sit there and see it grow from a couple of ideas sitting on the bus or in the car, or, you know, waking up from a dream or something, into this full-fledged song that people are singing to with you.
It really is kind of like children. It's hard to pick a favorite, it's like kind of like giving birth. You're right. It's giving birth to an idea.
Well, tell me how it is going back into the studio after coming off such a successful album, 2005 CMA Award for Album of the Year. You also got I May Hate Myself in the Morning, got the 2005 CMA Single of the Year. Kind of some big shoes to fill in your own world.
You know, it seems like I always do that to myself, and it is hard to come back again after that and do it all over again. And that's why... You know, everybody does their career differently, and that's why in my career I've always kind of taken a couple of years off between projects, because since I have kids and I try to do, you know, that's my main job, my top priority, in other words, so I try to take a little bit of time off and get grounded again and really gear up and work really, really hard on each project. So that's where I am now, is kind of coming back again after taking a couple of years off.
Being kind of part of the, classic country group, I mean, you really keep the roots of country close when you're making an album, when you're singing, when you're performing. I suppose that was great working with George Strait, him being kind of one of the pioneers of country music as far as the mainstream's concerned. But you also work with Keith Urban on this album. How was that for you?
It was great. I mean, I love Keith and the music that he makes and what he's about, you know. He loves real music, and he is a musician and a writer, and so I love to partner up with people like that, and we like a lot of the same kinds of stuff. And I don't know if people know this about Keith or not, but he has real strong roots in the real traditional side of country music, and so we have a good time talking about old songs and music and stuff. So we had a good time in the studio.
Well, people are going to be just very pleased with this new album. Again, it's called Call Me Crazy. It debuts next month. The single, though, Last Call, is already on the charts and is doing well. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you.
No, go ahead. Let's talk about So Good for So Little campaign. Tell me what this campaign is and how you got involved.
Well, because I am a working mom and always trying to find that balance of how I can do my career and then also stay on top of everything at home, you look for ways to cut corners, both economically and with your time. And so with Banquet Select Recipes, I found out when I was making this record is when it worked best for me, is I could go to the studio and record and work for a few hours, and I could take a break, come home, pop these meals in the oven, and we could all sit down as a family, have a hot meal, same kinds of things that my mom used to cook when I was little, like pot roast and chicken parmesan, and, you know, they have a Tex-Mex meal that's a enchilada burrito combo, and things like that. We were able to all sit down, have a meal together, and then I could go back to work, and it didn't take a lot of prep time or anything like that. So it's just nice to be able to do that. And when I find things like that, I like to share it with people.
Well, and I think people are going to get a kick out of this. Where do they go to find these recipes, and how do they get involved?
They're in the frozen food section of your any of your grocery stores, and they're already out. They're there now, and I and they're $1.50 a meal, which is pretty much unheard of. especially in this economic time. So that's why I said I like to share that kind of information with people when I find it.
So many artists get involved with so many different things. You know, they use their fame to sell clothing or sell cologne or perfume or whatever the case may be. And you're selling food with your fame. That's an interesting... What made you decide to go that direction?
You know, I remember seeing Loretta Lynn sell Crisco when I was a little girl. And when they were approaching me about this, that's what it reminded me of. And, you know, again, like I said, I'm always talking to other moms and getting advice from them and sharing information with them that I have about how to balance career and motherhood. And so it just seemed to be a good fit for me.
Well, it seems like it's working well, and congratulations on this. Congratulations on all your success. Like I said before, you know, over 6 million albums, 2 Grammys. Your career has just been outstanding, and looks like it's not slowing down anytime soon.
Well, I hope not. Be just as crazy as it's always been.
Well, congratulations on everything. Again, we want people to check out Single Last Call. Of course, the album Call Me Crazy coming up next month. Encourage people to look for that. Also, Banquet Selects in your frozen food section of your grocery store. Leanne Womack, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Have a good morning.
You as well. Thanks.